It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer, and we want to go to State Senator David Johnson in the past few days to give you a little background here. Multiple Republican leaders have harshly criticized Donald Trump for comments he made, you've heard him, suggesting that Latino and also Muslim judges could not rule fairly because of their ethnicity and religion. In reaction, a couple days ago, Donald Trump said Republicans who are critical of his comments against a federal judge with Mexican heritage, in his words, have to get over it. In his words, they shouldn't be so angry for so long. Well, Trump's remarks have prompted many sharp rebukes from his own party, but some have gone a step further. Republican U.S. Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois, who's in a tight reelection battle, withdrew his endorsement of Trump this week. Here in Iowa, one Iowa state senator took a different step. On Tuesday, State Senator David Johnson, one of the senior members of the Senate, renounced his membership in the Republican Party. He joins us now. David Johnson, Senator Johnson, welcome to our program.
Well, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Tell us, what prompted you to take this step?
Well, I've never been a Trump supporter since the beginning of the campaign, but the remarks about the ethnicity, the questioning of an ethnicity of an American citizen, let alone a federal judge and calling him out by name, is just too much. I think people have to remember that he is now the standard bearer of the party. Mr. Trump is now the standard bearer of the party, which means he speaks for all Republicans in a very, very strong sense. I'm not going to be a member of a party, at least not now. Renounced is pretty strong words. I'm a Republican at heart, but I don't think it's enough to just say that I disagree with Mr. Trump or I find him offensive. I believe his comments are inappropriate, or to actually call him the bigot that he is and then say I'm still going to support him. I thought that the mood of the country was we really don't like politicians who say one thing and do another. So I just decided on primary day on Tuesday to go into the auditor's office and change my registration from Republican to no party. Mm-hmm. And it's certainly gotten a lot of reaction, but that was just really the last straw. Mm-hmm. And I want to see what happens in this convention. It's really interesting. This is mounting. There's a snowball going on here. It's just that I actually came out and said, this is not the Republican Party of Lincoln. This is not the party that freed the slaves. This is now a party that's been hijacked.
Then you said snowball. What are you sensing in Iowa? Are you talking about the country?
Yeah, I'm talking about the country.
What is the nature of the snowball? You're saying within the last few days, where do you think this snowball is heading?
Well, the pressure is being put on Republican leaders in Congress to also take back their votes. I believe that Senator Kirk is still the only one who has renounced his endorsement or has taken back his endorsement of Trump, and that's because he's in a tough political battle. But there are questions being raised about fundraising, about exactly what is he going to do for the party. That's the kind of thing. This thing is really moving, and I think we're going to learn a whole lot more about the nature of his enterprises issues like that. I don't really believe that he's going to be a scripted candidate. I believe he's still going to continue to make outrageous comments. I mean, when you mock a disabled person, when you question the press and show that you don't believe in a free press, when you say that you're going to ban all Muslims. And especially in the wake of the death of Muhammad Ali, right? Just someone I grew up with, an amazing figure in American history in the 20th century, just an amazing, amazing person who was one of the most godly men that's ever been out there. You may disagree with him, but he certainly was a very peaceful man.
Senator David Johnson, do you look to history as some are in this case? Do you reference history in explaining to yourself and to others this move here?
Oh, sure, sure. I mean, and I was raised in West Branch, and that was settled by Quakers. We were along the Underground Railroad. I was raised to appreciate all people. My father was in World War II. He served in the Third Army under General Patton, was in the First Combat Unit, to liberated a Nazi prison camp. And this was something that I noticed in him, that he had a deep respect for everyone, even though he was a Republican and a conservative. He was someone who always respected people, because he saw the very worst of government. And this is what really bothers me about this. We have a disenfranchised electorate. Reminds me of 1930s Germany, some of the study that I've done there. People are looking for scapegoats. It scares me. It really, really scares me. People say I'm imagining things. I don't believe so.
Hmm. Your colleague in the state Senate, Senator Brad Zahn of Urbandale, is a Trump supporter. He says, in his words, he hopes you come to your senses and decide that the Republican Party is better than the Democratic Party in growing our economy and other issues. Do you think it's likely that you'll come to your senses, as Senator Zahn suggests?
I'm not. Brad is a very good friend. Senator Zahn is a very good friend. I haven't lost my senses. We need to have a real inward look into the Republican Party and who we're picking as our leaders and what our agenda is, because I'm confused. I'm just really confused about what our agenda is. There are things that we really ought to be supporting, and we're using an old playbook, if it even ever worked. There's a lot in this about power and about control and about money. I think our political system needs a thorough, thorough inward look by each of the parties, in fact. I admire Bernie Sanders, and I'm probably going to be called a Democrat for that. But what I'm talking about is that he has touched a nerve. I have touched a nerve. I've heard from practically every state. I have got, including, as well as my own, and in my district. I've disappointed some people, but I have hit a nerve here with what I've done. And I really appreciate you helping me get, my message out, is that we can't have our choices reduced to these two people when I think that there's so much more that's better about America.
State Senator David Johnson, before we go, what do you see as the future of the GOP if Donald Trump is its leader throughout this election cycle?
Well, I believe that we'll lose millennials. We're going to definitely lose minorities. And that concerns me. I really value the input of young people. In fact, I search it out. Whenever I'm at the Capitol and, I have constituents who come through, or I just happen to meet somebody, whether they're, a student in K-12 or more of the college students who come in, some of the young people who are already starting their professional careers, and ask them what they're looking for. And that's what the Republican Party better be very much aware of if we want to be a party of the future. I'm looking for vision. I'm looking for those leaders who really have a vision of where we should go. We need the Bob Rays, and we need the Harold Hughes types back again from the 1960s. And I was growing up at that time. In fact, my dad ran against Bob Ray in a primary, and that was a three-way primary of great Republicans in this state, 1968. Bob Ray won, was an excellent governor. My dad went on to a great federal career in Washington.
State and Senator Senator Johnson, we have to go. I'm sorry,
okay,
we've run out of time.
Fine.
Thank you very much for sharing your views.
Let's see how this all turns out. Okay, thanks a lot.
State Senator David Johnson, former Republican, he suspended his Republican Party membership to protest what he says are Donald Trump's racist remarks. James Lynch, sorry, we didn't get to talk to James Lynch. We're going to be in Cedar Rapids tonight at CSPS for our second Pints and Politics discussion with Todd Dorman and Linda Waddington. James, sorry we didn't get to talk. We will tonight, however. River to River is produced by Claire Roth, Emily Woodbury, Lindsay Moon, with help from Lauren Knutson. I'm Ben Kiefer. Thanks for joining us.